Joining us on the fan line, Jay Elson, Midco Sports Network, Midco Sports Motorsports coming up tonight. And Jay, I think a lot of the news in the racing world is the awful accident involving Tony Stewart last week. And you know, all of us around here, I mean, Tony Stewart came to Sioux Falls. He raced out at Houston Speedway, so we're kind of thinking that local connection. It's kind of interesting how this whole investigation is going with Tony Stewart.
Yeah, well, certainly hits home just because of that familiarity factor. I mean, he raced here just a year ago, and then not to mention that, you know, the accident that hurt him so badly was just down near Knoxville during Southern Iowa Speed Week last year, just over a year ago, and that was just days removed from that anniversary when this one all took place. So yeah, there's certainly some familiarness to that whole deal with him, and certainly just the fact that everybody here had gotten a chance to see him race makes it maybe a little more uncomfortable for people around here than maybe it otherwise would have been. But yeah, just a terrible thing all the way around for all involved. I mean, whether it's Tony Stewart or Kevin Ward Jr., this is the unfortunate part of the sport is the obvious dangers, and a lot of that all came into play in what happened last weekend, and unfortunately someone lost their life.
Have you talked to any of the racers around here, Jay, and gotten their reaction to maybe how this has happened? Because some of us that aren't in the racing world, I mean, we kind of have an idea of you know, how cars act when they're on the track. But
we got dirt tracks around
here.
Yeah,
but I mean, from guys that have actually raced, I mean, have you been able to talk to any guys about it?
We did not talk to anybody directly about that. We were just, with nationals going on and all that stuff, but we had enough with our show that we just decided to kind of stay away from it and just kind of focus on the news that was happening in our region. But, you know, I certainly have paid attention, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, what have you. And you can't, as a sports fan, it would have been pretty difficult to avoid all the talk that's been going on about this, because it certainly has been everywhere you've turned this week. And so you've seen opinions, I have anyway, on both sides, people that think that Tony Stewart needs to be held responsible to a degree, and that he's got a certain amount of culpability for what happened. And then you've got those that are strongly supporting Tony Stewart and his actions, and not condemning Kevin Ward Jr., because you certainly don't want to cross that line into being insensitive, but you certainly have to look at his actions following the accident and how that played a role in how everything unfolded. And again, that's not blaming him, but it certainly was a big part of the situation. And so, I've paid attention. We didn't talk to local guys about it just because we had enough else going on, but certainly have been paying attention and listened to both sides of the argument all week. And I just hesitate to get involved in any kind of blame game, because it's just the bottom line is someone died during a race. And so to me, I think the thing that you have to worry about most is going forward, how do we avoid similar situations from happening? Is there anything that we could do differently to deter guys from getting out of their cars? And I'm sure that the point of emphasis for every safety crew or nearly every safety crew at tracks in and around our area, let alone anywhere else in the country, even if you keep your emotions in check, stay in your car, and everyone will stay that much safer. And can we do anything else to just increase that? You know, that's certainly something I think people are going to take a look at. But right now, you just have to look at it for just, again, the unfortunate accident and the fact that somebody lost their lives. That's really all that really matters at this point.
Hey, one more quick note on this, Jay. Do you think there could be tracks that may make rules that drivers, you know what, no matter what happens, I shouldn't say no matter what happens, because sometimes you got to get out of your car depending on what's going on, because if you got a fire or something in your car. But do you think tracks will try to put rules in telling drivers, hey, stay in your vehicle?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, I'd like to think so, but I don't know that, because you certainly don't want to. You know, these tracks, it's so expensive, the racing business, whether you're a driver, whether you're an owner, promoter, even if you're a fan. I mean, whatever involvement you have in the sport, there's nothing about it that's cheap. And so as an owner, as a promoter, if you start laying down a little bit more stiff guidelines as far as, you know, how behavior on the track is going to be tolerated at your track, is that going to deter guys from coming to your track? And then, you know, obviously there's less money involved in pit entry fees and things like that, and maybe less prize money as a result of that. And so you hate to have to circle all the way around to the almighty dollar and have that be a decision that has any impact whatsoever on the safety of your racetrack. But at the same time, you kind of understand why guys would have that thought process going into it too. So certainly in my mind, something that should be considered to try and enforce. You know, how difficult would that be? That's another question. How tough would it be to enforce any kind of safety regulations as far as that? That's another big question with it. So, you know, we'll see. I'm sure each track is, that's kind of their own responsibility to take a look at that and see what's best for their racetrack. And if they believe putting stricter guidelines in and forcing guys to stay in their car, unless obviously if it's on fire or something dramatic like that, then obviously you have to get out of your car. But in this instance, it was a relatively minor crash. In that situation, stay in your car at all costs. Then on top of that, do you red flag the race immediately at a crash instead of cautioning cars and letting them continue to roll around the racetrack?
Sure.
Throw the red flag out, everybody stops, and then, you know, if the guy gets out of his car and runs that to front somebody that way, then at least there's a little less danger involved there. But that's all up in the air. We'll see.
He's Jay Elson, Midco Sports Network, joining us on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Midco Motorsports, what's next on the program?
Tonight's a season finale. It's hard to believe we're through season two, and we've got a loaded up episode. Knoxville Nationals, as you guys I'm sure are well aware, just wrapped up last weekend, and Donnie Schatz, a North Dakota guy, won it for the eighth time. The guy just owns that racetrack and that event. He started from the pole. He led all but one lap. So there wasn't a lot of drama involved, but guys from around here did well. Terry McCarl fared fairly well. Mark Dobmeyer's a big name around here. He did pretty well. Both those guys finished top 10. Justin Henderson, who lists his residence as T and has ties to Sioux Falls and Beersford and all that, he finished fifth. So a lot of local guys did fairly well down there, so we're going to have a complete recap of that whole event. The Houston highlights from last weekend, there was a big Lesota 100 qualifier up at River City's. Guys that won there got a chance to go compete at Dakota State Fair Speedway in September, coming up in the annual Lesota 100, which is a big event for that group. And then we talked to Johnny Gibson, who literally chases the World of Outlaws all around North America. He's the series announcer, and so he goes everywhere that they go. He said something at one point or another that he would travel upwards of 50,000 miles in a year chasing these guys all over the country and Canada. So it's pretty interesting to get a chance to talk to him.
That's insane.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy, and very animated. Anybody who's listened to a broadcast of the World of Outlaws will recognize his voice immediately. He's kind of the face and the voice for that group. So really great show to end things out. We're about that. We're happy to be closing the second season, a very successful season, and looking forward already to season three next year.
That means we'll be talking to you more about USD and Packer football, I suppose, next week.
I guess, yeah. We're gonna get back into the kind of the more mainstream type sports, I guess. And I actually got a chance to go down during the Salt Tubs down at Media Day this week, and got my eyes on the USD football program for the first time this season. And it's gonna be an interesting year for them. I think they're picked a little low, but I guess time will tell. And just really interested to get back into that and see what the Cowboys are all about this season.
Hey, Jay, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it. Midco Motorsports coming up tonight on the Midco Sports Network. Jay, keep up the great work. We'll talk with you next week.
Yeah, appreciate it, fellas. Have a blizzard.